Dolphins camp. It starts Wednesday. Tua Tagovailoa, no contract. I don't think he's going to get a contract anytime soon. All of his teammates say, pay that man. That man deserves money. We've heard Tyreek Hill go on the record and say he deserves to be one of the highest paid players in the whole entire league. We've heard Teron Armstead say, Tua's going to get paid. We love him. We like him. He's our guy. Other numerous players and teammates have said, we need his leadership. We need his ability. We want Tua. Pay the man. Get him locked in. Let's do this. The Dolphins, though, the organization, though, seems to seem and say otherwise. I've told you it's more of a wait-and-see attitude with the Dolphins, and they're probably saying right now to themselves, if he balls out this year, we'll happily make him the highest-paid player in the league. He brings us some playoff wins. Heck, AFC championship, maybe a Super Bowl championship. Happily make him the highest-paid player in the NFL. But start looking back. The way the Dolphins and Tua's relationship has gone, if you're Tua Tagovailoa, you have to start questioning how much you're really liked by this organization. All your peers that are basically in the same level as you. Now, you can argue who's better and who's not, but most and all of his peers on the same level as him have gotten their contracts, have gotten paid, from Kirk Cousins to Jared Goff, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, all those guys paid. Trevor Lawrence, who's going to be here week one, paid. Locked in, ready to go. Dolphins say, let's just keep working on it. Tua says the market is the market. And it seems like the Dolphins are saying, we'll pay you what we want to pay you, or we'll just keep your contract going and then maybe even franchise you. If it hurts us, it hurts us. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Kind of wait and see. So right there, Tua should kind of be saying, what is this relationship really like with the Miami Dolphins? But if he looks back, there's a long history of the Dolphins and Tua not having the most beautiful relationship. And even the Dolphins, to me, kind of being a little bit disrespectful or laissez-faire with Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to go to my dude Omar Kelly's tweet the other day. Now, Omar Kelly, very good friend of mine, very respected colleague of mine, works with the Miami Herald. He tweeted out the other day, and I want to quote exactly what it says. Let's see. The Miami Herald's Omar Kelly says he was told, not confirmed. Okay. He says, here it is. This is his tweet. The real story, I'm told, never fully confirmed, is that Brian Flores wanted to draft an offensive tackle. Not sure which one, but he wanted to draft an offensive tackle. And then came back, wanted to come back later, back in 2020, and get Jordan Love at the 18th pick. Because remember, they had those two first-round picks. Flores was never fully on board with Tua for various reasons. Flores clearly sought a quarterback who can endure the abuse he saw Brady take from Belichick. Not healthy, but it is what it is. So Omar Kelly is saying, once again, he was told, never fully confirmed, Brian Flores wanted to get an offensive tackle with that fifth overall pick. Not sure which one, though. And then wanted to come back later in the round where we got Austin Jackson at 18 and get Jordan Love, who, of course, we know now is with the Green Bay Packers. Flores never fully on board with Tua for various reasons. Flores clearly sought quarterback. He wanted more like the Brady Belichick going back and forth. And it does make a lot of sense. And I do remember talking to Omar Kelly the day of the draft saying, what's going on? And he was really, really down saying, I have sources telling me that Brian Flores has no love for Tua Tagovailoa and wants to go a different route. And we're like, no, man, it's always been tank for Tua. It's always been this. No. Once again, now it's kind of making sense that maybe someone told Omar Kelly, Brian Flores is not on board. He wanted to get Jordan Love with the 18th pick. How would things worked out? I don't know exactly. Wanted an offensive tackle early with that fifth overall pick. And then you kind of fast forward a little bit through those first 2 years with Brian Flores. Brian Flores and Tua had a weird relationship. Remember the time that they didn't make him a captain? I think his second year, every quarterback in the league was a captain of the team except for Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, now, that was Flores.
We have no hard evidence that Flores hated Tua. Never came out and said, of course, never would. But the actions speak louder than the words. So finally, Brian Flores, and of course, Stephen Ross is not innocent either. The whole getting on a boat, trying to get Tom Brady over here, Sean Payton, all those guys. That's the organization right there. If you're Tua, at what point do you say, what the hell? You don't want to give me the contract now. Now looking back on our history, where possibly you didn't even want to draft me at number five, and then you wanted to get Jordan Love later on, and you didn't want to start me those first 2 years. That was very obvious. I have problems. You get Mike McDaniel in here. I lead the league in passing yards. All my teammates want me to get paid, and you guys still don't want me to get paid. Is there a point where Tua says, you know what? Screw you. Because the history is the history, and it's still continuing on today. Vlad, you have to admit that the Dolphins have at least mishandled most of their relationship with Tua Tagovailoa. Now, some people say, well, they got Tyreek Hill, they got Jalen Waddle, they put weapons around him, they got Mike McDaniel. But some of the things that they possibly have done or are doing right now, a little questionable.
It's like I want to shoot the front office bail, but the way they've handled a lot of their draft picks over the last couple of seasons is like they've produced for you guys. They produced for the team. They've done what they were supposed to do to earn the contracts that demand that they wanted. And to what he said a couple months ago is true. The market's the market. Like, are you going to play yourself and then this guy goes out, shows out? Now, if he shows out, obviously you're going to say it's worth it. But he was going to show out. To me, he's going to show out regardless. So Right. Why don't you just save yourself the 10 to 20 million by just offering, giving him a contract? Unless you don't believe fully in him. But you have the coach that's helped get the best out of this quarterback. Mm-hmm. And that's your coach. Two seasons, two playoff appearances. Is it okay? I want to see how much far you can get us. Can you win the division? Can you win a playoff game? I understand that. But then you have to also understand there's not that many great. Who else is out there? Who else are you gonna bring out there after next season? The only quarterback that might be out there is Dak Prescott, and you're probably gonna have to pay him the same amount, or nearly the same amount, right? Like.
Right, and we're going to get into that in the next segment, too, about Dallas is kind of in the same situation. They kind of explained they want Dak, but makes it hard with everything that's going on. Now, if you are a Dolphins fan that doesn't believe in Tua, do you like maybe the possibility that, like we said in Omar Kelly's tweet, he was told, not confirmed, that Flores wanted to get an offensive tackle with that number 5 pick, not sure which one, then come back at number 18th pick and get Jordan Love, who that year in the 2020 draft was selected 26th overall. So he would have been available if, quote-unquote, Brian Flores' master plan worked. If you're a Dolphins fan that doesn't believe in Tua, are you thinking right now, a top offensive lineman and Jordan Love, that actually might have worked out for the Dolphins? I still think that Tua Tagovailoa is better than Jordan Love. I am not totally sold on Jordan Love, nor is, and I don't know why C.J. Stroud's catching any heat. I need more than 1 year.
Okay,
I need more than a year.
So you've got two seasons, right?
Tua, for sure, two seasons, but you've had other flashes throughout.
You've had flashes throughout, but if you're going by the continuity of Coach McDaniel and Tua over, what, Matt LaFleur and
Jordan Love.
Jordan Love, but he's been under that system for 4 years, so he was really ready to perform because he's been sitting back. He learned behind Aaron, and he obviously learned with Coach LaFleur. Stroud, that's his first year. You know what I'm saying? It's a great year, but you know what? You know, a lot of quarterbacks have great rookie years, and then the second season after everybody has a lot of film on you, film on your offensive schemes, they're able to, expose a little bit more of your weaknesses, you know, and you can also have a sophomore slump.
Yeah.
And everybody's gunning for you now.
Yeah, like, you're not sneaking up on anybody.
You're not sneaking on anyone. So this is year three with Tua and Mike McDaniel. Right? I think everybody's seen the progression going upward, and now it's to see if you can, you know, crack through that glass ceiling, and we'll see. But pay that man. Like, you don't want to go through this right now. Like, the money for the quarterback position is just getting ridiculous, yep. And that's just, like he said, that's what the market is right now. That's where salaries are at. Pay that man his money. I think he's trying to give you a deal I think everybody's trying to get a good deal. They got to find a compromise. So is it an extra year? Is it the guaranteed? Is like the bonuses? Like, what is it? Because this is it's a little bit ridiculous right now.
I just feel as though, Tua, at some point, you got to feel disrespected.
It's a little.
Oh, but it's a business. That's what they say whenever you don't want to don't get hurt. It's a business. It's a little disrespectful.
But they could also be waiting for that. The deal might be done. They just might be waiting just like right the day before training camp opens, because that it gives something to talk about. And then now you shut your mouth down that the deal is done. Now what are you going to talk about the Dolphins? Because now once that deal is done, then, I know what the next topic will be. Somebody else is going to want their contract to be done.
Tyreek Hill?
I'm just saying.
Tyreek Hill?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, that's going to be all the talk leading up to Wednesday when training camp opens.
Right.
Will Tua be locked in?
I'm still standing firm that – pause. I'm still standing that he's going to be signed right before training camp opens.